Stand up in the fear of God and let us hear the holy gospel. The gospel according to St. Luke, may his blessing.
Ben sotir o ben oroterin Isus be Christos pshir em evnotit on bi on avsha ini bi o va benote be
osasi
the psalm of our father David the prophet and the king. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. Hear, O daughter, and see and incline your ear. Forget your people also and your father's house, because the king has desired your beauty, for he is your law. Comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory. Sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Glory be to God forever.
In the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today is the second Sunday of the blessed month of Kiah. The Gospel from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 1. And it's talking about the Annunciation of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is why we will talk about the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why did God become man? Why did God become man? And we will hear the answer of Saint Athanasius, or Saint Athanasius, in his very famous book, The Incarnation of the Logos. الكتيس أثناسيوس الرسول ليه كتاب مشهور جدا في العالم كله اسمه تجسد الله الكلمة. تجسد الله الكلمة. The incarnation of God is the foundation of the Christian faith. التجسد هو أساس الإيمان المسيحي. Christ is the Son and Logos of God who became man. He is not a man who became God. Allah صار إنسانا. مش الإنسان صار إيه؟ إلها. Nor a man who stands in a unique and perfect relation with God. مش السيد المسيح ده ليه وضع معين عند الله الآب، ده هو مساوي للآب جوهر، هو واحد مع الآب، هو واحد مع الآب. Orthodox Christianity believes that in Christ, God Himself, God the Son and the Word became man without ceasing to be God. المسيح صار إنسان ولكن هو في نفسه إيه؟ الله في نفس الوقت. فالله الظاهر في الجسد. الله الظاهر في الجسد. So that we may be restored. علشان نردنا إحنا مرة تانية. And close with God's perfection. وإن إحنا نوصل للكمال المسيحي. The main problem of the ancient heretics and the contemporary critics as far as the incarnation is concerned stems from their assumption that the church's faith, and this is the result of thoughtful reflection upon. And فكروا إن التجسد ده حاجة إحنا يعني فكرنا بنفكر فيها نتيجة فكرنا، لكن هو في الحقيقة لا. Or subjective interpretation of the historic event of Christ. يعني فكروا إن إحنا بنألف الحاجة دي. For the Orthodox Christians and the theologians, however, the incarnation of the eternal Son and the Logos of God is a given truth. لكن هي دي الحقيقة اللي ربنا اداها لنا. Both the apostolic kerygma and the patristic dogma project the incarnation as an objective deity and the divine gift. ده عطية إلهية. Saint Athanasius focus upon the soteriological significance of the incarnation of the Son of God. In soteriological, soter means مخلص, savior. فالسوتريولوجيكال اللي هو السالفيشن، انكم يشوفوا علاقة التجسد بخلاص نفوسنا. يعني التجسد ده حاجة لينا احنا، التجسد دوت حاجة لينا احنا. خدوا بالكم معايا لو سمحت. They rather attempt to bring out the inner logic of it and to bear witness to its saving effects. ده سان أثانيسيوس، ده المفروض ال 318 اللي هم مجتمعين في خيانتهم, which occupies the essential place in the witness of the gospel, the apostles and the fathers. يعني التجسد اللي بيدور حوالين الكتاب المقدس وتعاليم الآباء الرسل وتعاليم آباء الكنيسة. The substance of the problem is the loss on the part of man of the self-consciousness. الإنسان فقد بالخطية إن هو حتى يعرف حقيقة نفسه, that he is logical in the sense that he is made in the image of God's laws. ودي هي الحاجة الأساسية. الله لما خلق الإنسان, when God created man, he created him on his image and likeness. And he lost the image and the likeness. And our Lord Jesus Christ incarnated to restore this image and likeness. الإنسان مخلوق على صورة الله ومثاله. بالخطية فقد الإنسان الصورة دي. فالسيد المسيح اتجسد كإنسان كامل بلا خطية عشان يرد الصورة مرة تانية اللي فقدها الإنسان. Man's existence is subjected to corruption and death. الإنسان بالخطية دخلوا الفساد ودخلوا الموت. مش الموت اللي احنا بنموته دلوقتي, الإترنال ديث, الموت الأبدي. فعشان كده رب المجد يسوع تجسد عشان يخلص الإنسان من الفساد دوت, يبقى incorruption, ونحرره من الموت, يردوا له الصورة مرة تانية اللي ربنا خلقه بيه. And the man's knowledge is alienated from the truth of the word and the vision of God. لما الإنسان أخطأ فقد المعرفة الحقيقية عن الله وعن العالم وعن نفسه. عشان كده لقيته إيه؟ بعد آدم تلاقي الناس بيعبدوا حجر, بيعبدوا النار, بيعبدوا تور, بيعبدوا ضفدعة, بيعبدوا الشمس, بيعبدوا النجوم. ما الإنسان خلاص مش فاهم, مش عارف. سان أثانيشيوس maintains that the Christian reply to this problem and its fatal consequences is man is rediscovery of the creator logos. For the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ to restore us, to free us from corruption and death, and to give us the true knowledge, the truth about God, the world, and about ourselves. This is because through this logos, man will be able once again to find the image of God through the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ, to restore this image and likeness of God and the reflection of the image in himself. عشان كده السيد المسيح تجسد كإنسان بلا خطية واحد علشان يرد لنا الصورة ديت مرة تانية. But man does not turn to the Logos, hence the Logos is intervention or turning to man which is achieved through his incarnation. We by ourselves, we can't reach again to God. This is why God descended to us. احنا ما كناش ينفع ان احنا اللي نوصل لربنا, ربنا هو اللي ايه اللي اتى لينا. This is two parts of San Athanasius about the incarnation of the Logos. The first one dealing with the meaning of the incarnation, and the second being a reply to objections raised against it by Jews and Greek philosophers. The event of the incarnation. God became man. God became man. The incarnation is the event whereby the Logos of God, through whom God created all
and sustain all, he revealed himself to human beings. God created all things through the Word, through the Logos, through the Son of God. And the Son of God revealed himself to us through the incarnation by becoming a man among them. Yet, says Saint Athanasius, the human shape of this revelation, instead of filling men with gratitude, became the occasion for the rejection of the Creator Logos. Instead of thanking God for his incarnation, people till today, they rejected the incarnation of the Logos. Allah saw insan عشان يخلصنا. بدل ما الإنسان يقول له أشكرك يا رب على اللي أنت عملت عشاني، يقول له إزاي؟ مش ممكن يتجسد. لا مش ممكن يبقى إنسان. إزاي الله يبقى إنسان؟ معناه يعني ما يقدرش. Men thought it impossible. طب وين خليه impossible؟ And even irrational that God could become man. فعشان كده ممكن الإنسان بيقبل إن الله يظهر في صور مختلفة، لكن إيه بيظهر في صورة إنسان تبقى بيه إيه؟ الإنسان رافض. They were so used to live without him. في ناس they are living without God. And they don't to have a relationship with God, a communication with God. Because they don't want to feel guilt. And they are in need. Man wants to be self-satisfied. الإنسان عايز يبقى مكتفي في نفسه. مش عايز يبقى في احتياج لربنا. ومش عايز يجرب من ربنا، لان لما بيجرب من ربنا بتبان ايه؟ خطيته، ومش عايز تبان خطيته. عشان كده في ناس كتيرة بترفض ربنا لانها مش عايزه تسيب الخطيه اللي فيها. فهيجرب لربنا يحس انه خاطئ؟ لا، ده عايز يبعد عن ربنا عشان يحس ان انا كده ايه؟ انا كويس واعمل اللي انا عايز اعمله، ما حدش يقول لي ده صح ولا غلط. For man to become God and to surpass the weaknesses and imitations of his created nature was for man a desirable thought. We want to be like a God. We want to be like a God. But for God to become man and test the futility and the littleness of the human predicament with either a logical nonsense or a ridiculous scandal for another insan. What men thought impossible, this got put forward as possible. And thus the futility and the littleness of the human nature is shown to be honorable, unpowerful, and saving. عشان كده مرات some people accuse us. Your God became man. We say yes. And to eat, and to rest, and to sleep, yes, in the flesh. But in his divinity, he doesn't need all these. And this is honor. He does all this for our sake, for us. The true God is not an indifferent impersonal or ideal God of some kind of metaphysical transcendence. ربنا دوت بحسبين. He feels our need. Is this why he incarnated? To save us.
The aim of the incarnation was not just the revelation of God, but also the salvation and deification of fallen man, God's creature. God revealed himself to us through the incarnation and to save us, to give us the salvation and to give us the deification. What is the deification? In احنا to share in the nature of God. نصير شركاء. الله صار إنسانا لأجل الإنسان أن يصير شريكا في الطبيعة الإلهية. إن احنا ناخد from his love, from his mercy, from his kindness, from his goodness, to be perfect as he is perfect, to be holy as he is holy. يقولوا كونوا كاملين لأن أباكم الذي في السماوات. كونوا قدسين لأن أباكم الذي في السماوات. وقدوس نصير شركاء الطبيعة الإلهية. God descended to raise us, to make us to ascend. God died to give us life.
The cross of the incarnate God then became the trophy against idolatry and superstition. Because by such means God unmasked the futility of man-made religion and ill-conceived theology. Why some people in other religions rejected the incarnation of God the Logos? Because it is unmasked their religion. لأنه بيفضح الديانات الأخرى بيكشف الله صار إنسان لأجل أن يقدم لنا الخلاص. إيه الهدف من باقي الأديان التانية؟
And also justified and renewed human nature as his own creation. The deification of man as God wills it as his free gift. And not as man aspires to it as an arbitrary usurpation of the rights of God. True theology is not made by man, but is given by God when he became man. Hence God's decision first to reveal the true man in his incarnation, and then to reveal the truth of himself. To put it in another way, man becomes a theologian when he becomes the true man.
لما الإنسان يبقى هو الإنسان الحقيقي في الوضع دوت يبقى هو اللاهوتي الحقيقي.
And he becomes the true man when he becomes a man in Christ.
الإنسان ما يبقاش إنسان خالي من الكوربشن ومن الإترنال ديث إلا لما يبقى في المسيح. والإنسان بيبقى في المسيح من خلال المعمودية.
How does this actually take place? And what is the reason or reasons which prompted God to follow such a path? What is the deeper meaning of the incarnation? He will tell us that we must first understand why and how man was initially made man, and why and how he fell from the position that God gave him. ليه الإنسان وإزاي خلق وليه الإنسان وإزاي سقط وإيه اللي حصل بعد ما سقط. In order to understand why and how God became man for our salvation. فعشان نتكلم عن تجسد المسيح محتاجين ان احنا نتكلم على خلق الانسان في الاول وسقوطه، لانه ما اقدرش اتكلم عن تجسد المسيح من غير ما اوضح ديت الاول. In other words, man's creation and the fall constitute basic presupposition to the understanding of the event of the incarnation. Man's creation and the fall. The cause of creation was God is immeasurable goodness. ليه الله خلق الإنسان؟ من صلاح الله، من محبة الله. إحنا نفسنا ما كناش عشان يبقى لنا حق عند ربنا أن يعمل لنا حاجة، لكن من محبته خلقنا. And as a result, the world and man are substantially good. من أجل صلاح الله يقول لك ربنا لما خلق كل حاجة وجدها إيه؟ حسن. لما خلق الإنسان وجدها إيه؟ حسنا جدا. The commandment which according to the Bible God gave to the protoplasts in paradise concerning the knowledge of good and evil had no other purpose than to safeguard the grace of being in the image and likeness of God. Allah حب الإنسان يبقى مخلوق حر حتى لما يعبد ربنا يعبد بحرية. We are free to worship God. That is man's free communication with the imitation of his creator. By such means, the power of immortality and eternal existence that belongs to God alone would be also secured for man. In immortality, Allah عايز الإنسان يبقى لا ما يدخلوش الموت، يبقى immortal and to live eternal life. The fall of man. This is precisely the point where our fall takes place, which incurs the corruption and the death of our existence, and causes the drama of human history, سقوط الإنسان, which in turn calls out the saving intervention of the Logos. The incarnation, the fall of man, which is so clearly revealed in his natural corruption and the death, is in the last analysis, first man is denial to appropriate the grace of his creator Logos, and secondly, man is turning to the created and limited world as the ultimate purpose of his life. سقوط الإنسان خلى الإنسان يبعد عن النعمة بتاعت ربنا. وسقوط الإنسان, the fall of the human being, made man to look to the world only and not to look to God. This means, says Saint Athanasius, that in our life we no longer imitate or communicate with the self-existent, the one who is. This is God. God is self-existing, the one who is. سقوط الإنسان خلى مفيش communication. There is no longer communication after the fall. This why when God searched for Adam and asked Adam, what are you? He was hiding. Because there is no communication with God. But with things that are not, we are mastered by a demonic envy. The devil is deceived. يقول الموت الذي دخل إلى العالم حسد إبليس. The result is that our humanity remains unfulfilled. We never reach the purpose of our life. عشان كده الإنسان فقد الهدف. What is the goal of man on earth? ما تشوف إنسان عايش بعيد عن المسيح ما يعرفش الله. What is his purpose in this life? Just to live, which is immortality and deification. Then هدف من التجسد to give us the immortality and the deification. ونحن نصير شركاء الطبيعة الإلهية. The dilemma of the creator. This is miserable condition of man, says Saint Athanasius, puts God as it will in a certain dilemma. If he allows the transgressor to live, then he runs the risk of being proved a deceiver. يقول لك الإنسان سقط. طب ربنا يسيبه في السقوط؟ ربنا يسيبه في الفساد؟ After the fall of man, God leaves man in corruption. God leaves man in death. Is repentance enough? All these questions were answered by Saint Athanasius. Because his original warning about man's death in the case of his rejection of the Logos would appear to be false. On the other hand, leaving man to be lost in corruption and death does not measure up with God's character. حبت الله مش هتسيب الإنسان في corruption and death. Especially in view of the fact that man became communicate of the grace of his image. His truth asks that man should be left to his loss, because this will not interfere with God's constancy to his logos and will not violate man's freedom, but God's goodness wants of him to save his creature. His power is capable to do so. لكن الله دبر انه يقدم الخلاص للانسان. خدوا بالكم يا سامح. مرات الناس يقول لك ايه؟ ما كناش محتاجين المسيح يتجسد. كان الانسان يتوب بس. شوفوا الاجابه ايه؟ Perhaps one might consider, Saint Athanasius says, that in this case, the easiest operation would be for God to demand man's repentance. يقول لك الإنسان يتوب، أخطأ، يتوب. But the fact remains that repentance does not satisfy the law of existence, which demands death. Neither does it restore the fatal consequences resulting upon the human nature from the transgression. If I do sin and I offer repentance, repentance it means I will not sin again. But what about what I already did? أقول لك الإنسان يتوب. طب يتوب يعني مش هيغلط تاني. طب واللي غلطه والنتيجة بتاعت غلطه اللي فات هيعمل فيها ايه؟ Repentance simply puts an end to sinning, but does not undo the incurred consequences of sin. Repentance is just does not lead out of the cul-de-sac.
يعني دي حارة مقفولة. فعشان كده التوبة ما تنفعش. بمعنى ايه؟ انسان قتل ووقف قدام القاضي قال له انا تبت مش هقتل تاني. طب واللي انت قتلته اوريدي؟ I'll give example. If somebody kills one and he stand before the judge and he said, I repent, I will not do it again, he will leave him without punishment? After all, this is the only solution to the problem of man's salvation can be the intervention of the Creator Logos, who is capable of recreating the lost man. فالله recreate man through his incarnation and the salvation, the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus. الله أعاد خلق الإنسان مرة تانية. عشان كده يقول لك كان أحد في المسيح فهو خليقة جديدة. بنتولد ولادة جديدة. New birth, new creation. Only the divine logos, Saint Athanasius says, can keep God's constancy with his creation. Represent all men, suffer on behalf of all, and recreate all men and all things, because he is the key to the creation of the world and especially of man. The destruction of death and the destruction of the corruption, I will talk about it in another occasion, God willing. أكمل معاكم مرة تانية بنعمة ربنا في تجسد الله. إزاي بتجسد وشال عننا الموت وشال عننا الفساد وأصبحنا في عدم الفساد. يقول لك طبعا حتى وطب والموت اللي احنا بنموته دلوقت. يقول لك ده مش موت. ده فقد المعنى بتاعه. فقد المعنى بتاعه. الإنسان بيموت من أجل أن يعمل إيه؟ يحيى حياة أبدية. فالموت ده نهاية صحيح بس بداية. نهاية لحياة أرضية بداية لحياة سماوية نتكلم عنها بنعمة ربنا في مرة تانية. ده كله علشان يعرفنا قيمة التجسد والخلاص اللي قدمه لنا ربنا. We want to know the blessings of the incarnation of the Son of God and to share in this blessings. This blessings is for you. بركات التجسد. يعني احنا مالا بنيجي الكنيسة ونسمح تسبيحة كياها ومالا نتكلم عن تجسد ربنا وعلى الخلاص اللي قدمه لنا عشان احنا نتمتع ببركات الخلاص اللي ربنا قدمه لينا. ربنا يبارك حياتنا جميعا لإلهنا وكل مجد دائما للأبد آمين.